Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Midnight Margaritas. And I am Sky, and I'm here with
Soul.
And we have a guest tonight.
Hello.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, I'm Barra McKinnon.
We have a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. Some really cool stuff. And again, our format is no format, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So let's, where do you want to start, Soul?
You want to talk about the election a little bit?
Yeah, let's start with that. And then we'll go into the other cool stuff we talked about.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The election that's still dragging out and got lots of interesting stuff happening with that. A lot of gaslighting from the Democrats.
I find it really funny that they're announcing Biden as president-elect and, like, fabricating all this, like, publicity and stuff, and it's like not legitimate.
I know, it's hysterical.
And everyone is like, Biden, what? Like, the, you know, the liberals are freaking losing their minds. They're like, we fucking won. Yeah. Actually, no, you did not.
You absolutely did not.
It's crazy.
It's another mind game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it's
keep
totally
telling
mind
people
game.
That he's won, they're going to think that he's won, you know, because the populace has got such a small attention span. They're going, oh, Biden's won, so everybody's going to be
well. The news media outlets announced it, so it must be true.
Oh, it must be
right.
True.
Right, that's true. It's all the news. It's all the news announcing it, and it's funny. They're claiming that Trump is committing election fraud, and you know all this gaslighting bullshit,
and you know, put like making him look like he's this little kid having a tantrum, not
giving
conceding.
Up the wait a minute,
and
what is
like,
this? It's like even if that were true, even if Biden did win, would they not wait until he's inaugurated in January?
None of
what
this
is this thing
is
about
normal.
We're gonna fucking move on the White House now and take
right.
it now. They're only doing that because they know they're in deep shit and they're all going to prison.
Yeah, and they're trying to brainwash, you know, the public even more.
Yeah.
It's just to fit their agenda.
Yeah.
And then if, you know, once the truth comes out, because it will, and Trump becomes the forefront, you know, he is our president. He was genuinely elected president by a landslide. People are going to think that he committed fraud. So then, you know, like, they can twist
it. Oh, yeah,
they're
going to twist it and turn it. And
people will fucking lose their minds again, and it'll be, you know.
It's all about subdivision. Just keep dividing the nation and let them fight amongst themselves and kill each other off. It's basically what they're doing.
Keep us distracted, you know. It's all a big game, a big distraction.
It is.
You know, me being from Scotland, we've watched America. I've watched America certainly since I was a young boy, and everybody watches what America gets up to because they follow suit, whether it's to do with music, fashion, whatever. And we care who comes in the president.
Well, and I think right now it's affecting the world a lot more. I think what we talked about last week a little bit is this: what happens in the world right now, where the world goes from here on in, is everything's hinging on this election. Because if Biden is, you know, does become our president, then I think we're all fucked, honestly.
So, and that's an actual real
reality.
It is. It really is. Like, it's almost like two storylines playing out, right? And we're aware of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know which how each one ends. And if Biden, if the timeline goes with Biden, you know, that is that's the end of our Christ
freedom
consciousness
as we know it.
Yeah,
our consciousness, our ascension, our everything.
Exactly. And it's our
America is supposed to be the land of the free, and that's for people that are suppressed, like Scotland, you know, Latvia, all these kind of places that were under Russian government, and all. America was always the land of the free, the land of your dreams, the land where you can do what you can do. And now that's
everyone wants to come here.
Yeah,
and
start their own business and you know, and create a life for themselves. Whereas they couldn't do that in Europe because they were suppressed. Here it's showing you that that is absolute nonsense. because it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, and the suppression.
Yeah, right now it's crazy.
Yeah, it's alive so, and rampant.
So if Trump doesn't win, then I really am afraid of what's... And that's not even a...
It's not going to happen.
No.
You know, it's just everything's playing out right now, but that's not going to happen. We are the light... light workers, the light, the truth.
Light workers all over the world are working on this. Yeah, we're all.
It's just a done deal.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, when I seen Trump coming in, I thought it was a big joke, a big laugh and everything, because, you know, he's a bully. He's people call him a racist and all that. But he tells the truth. What he says, what you see is what you get. And sometimes in life, that's better than somebody that's a fucking snake in the grass that's just going to go behind your back, which the Democrats seem to be doing, you know.
It's, you know, the groomed politician, as you were saying.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well,
he was aligned with this corporation and that corporation.
Well, he didn't get groomed for the...
Nope. He's not in the bloodline.
He's not in the bloodline. Right. He didn't go to secret societies to go, right, you're going to be a president. So he's come in, but they've made him a joker. They have made him America's, you know, the media has made him a joker, you know.
I gotta say, he's awfully strong, man. He's incredible. To go through what he's been through and what he's continuing to go through every day with his battle,
his fortitude.
I remember one podcast we were doing, and you mentioned that about me and all the shit that I've been through. It's like, how I'm not, off my friggin' rocker.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
You know beaten down.
You just get beaten down so far, and you're called a liar, a fraud, or, you're committing crimes. And none of it's true, and he just plugs along. And
but you know yourself,
he's on a mission, man.
Holds himself as high.
But you know yourself, that makes you stronger. And it's not stronger just for yourself, it's stronger for everybody else.
That's what makes him different, because he is not here to serve the New World Order. He's here to serve the American people and the people of the world.
No, it's true. He is on a mission. He is a light worker. He has a very divine purpose.
Absolutely. Wow. I felt that one.
I, you know what I've researched of John F. Kennedy? It's a bit like John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy went in there with his father was dodgy, he was in with the mafia, but John F. Kennedy had been to secret societies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started realizing what was really going on.
Yeah. Right, and that's wrong.
And after his big speech saying that he was going to do away with secret societies, he was going to do away with all this cabal.
And then he was...
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
That was him gone.
Right.
You know, but with Trump... I think he's too shrewd. He's too clever, and I don't think
he's very clever. He's got all of us, sending light and love, and just we're all out here protecting him with our energy.
Yeah, the vibrational match supporting him is.
And I think he deserves a lot of praise, even if this go the way that the Democrats want it. But I still think Trump deserves a lot of praise for what he's been through, because a lot of people would have thrown in the towel and gone, I don't need this.
Yeah.
Especially when they're. Multimillionaires, and listen, I don't need to get involved with this shit.
Yeah.
But he's gone, no, I'm going to fight for the people.
That's what it is.
He's like a modern day William Wallace of Scotland,
Slangeva.
Slangeva to
President Trump. Woohoo! I love it. We love you. Keep up the good work.
Folks, I'm out of drink. Usual, typical Scotsman. But I would like to say when you're in the corner, that's when the best ones come out battling.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump's proven that.
Yeah, there's no fucking way that somebody in his position, if they did not have a purpose. There's no fucking way that they would be continuing.
It also shows he's got integrity, and he's also got empathy.
Yep. Thank you.
Which the draconian lizards don't have. Is empathy.
Right, they don't have empathy. I mean, he's got to have a certain amount of empathy to do what he's doing. Because...
Exactly. I mean, the first thing he did is build a wall, which wasn't about fucking keeping the Mexicans because he's a fucking racist. It's because it's the biggest child trafficking center the world. I mean, that was his first move. And when he speaks, he's actually speaking... giving us subliminal messages that'll wake us up, the people that are tuned in. But
nice. Thanks for saying it. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah. I don't think anyone has ever talked about that yet.
Yeah, that's good. He does. And if you once you're awake and aware and you're listening to him, you mm-hmm. know what he's like. So, you know, he gets
it. Definitely, it's like code, isn't it?
It's code, and he gets presented like he's like a numbnut, like right. an idiot.
Mm-hmm. He's not. I you know, I've been. But seeing
the people that know what he's he's given us little nuggets of mm-hmm. what the real truth is. But he has to.
He's got to put up the right because if he doesn't, he can't reveal his hand too mm-hmm. soon.
Let's be honest. Right. Saul, with this COVID thing, he actually said it himself. He says, "I'm immune to it."
Because he is immune to it.
Yeah, but all of us
because
are.
It doesn't exist.
We all are. Exactly.
No, oops, I said that.
Was a virus. There's an artificial, manufactured nanotechnology virus. That is actually true. But the collective, like people like us, we have built up a defense energetically. Like we have immunity to it.
Yeah. I think it's because we don't listen to the news. And we don't watch the news.
The people that listen to the news are the ones that are getting sick.
Yeah, because it's true.
They align their vibration to it.
They're so paranoid. Their frequency is tuned right into it.
Exactly.
Well, mm-hmm. just like the old days, especially where I'm from, it's newspapers. And that was the first thing. They read the newspapers. And then they watch the news after they finish work, you know. Yeah. So they're getting hit.
They're inundated with it, yeah.
So it's like... Did you see what was on the news?
and
if you didn't watch that, you wouldn't be that way.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but they do create
that way too, because they know how to play off our emotions and how we're wired.
The lizard scum aren't stupid either, you know. They know what they're doing.
They're extremely intelligent.
Very intelligent.
So I was going to go into that, our next topic, but before we go into that, I want to talk about the Lincoln Project first, because this is something that was revealed to me last week, and I know it's been going on for a while. Was it in the 2019, I guess. The Lincoln Project was started by former Republicans, no less. So there are all these little plants in the, you know, our government everywhere that have been trying to take
not just in government,
Trump
but
down.
Like legitimately everywhere.
Well, everywhere. In the court systems and mm-hmm. in the government and
agriculture.
And the White House right next, you know, right, just trying to take him down. This is what the Lincoln Project was created for.
You know why they're trying to do that?
Because he's not allowing this one world order.
He's
doesn't,
not a puppet. He's not attached to, he's not
part of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He's a businessman that's come from a different part of what they're from. So he's different to them, if you know what
I mean. You know what's so cool, though, is that so many people that don't know the deeper, you know, happenings that are going on under their surface, right? They're not like you and I. They're just everyday people. They still, in some way, were inspired by Trump. You know what I mean? He connected, he unified like a really massive amount of people. And it's beautiful because they don't really know that they're actually playing into like the bigger picture and the bigger scheme of things where there's a race, there's a war on our consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that. They're not aware. Like, they're not you and I that, you know, we're aware. We've been awake for a long time.
Right.
But like, whatever vibration he sparked that in people.
Yeah.
And that's what
it's like,
scared the...
It's like that ripple to wake people up, to bring them
totally.
To...
I think that's got bigger. I think that's got bigger, which mm-hmm. what's happened on the election. I think that's made people even more go, this is not right.
Yeah, they know.
And they've even gone more towards Trump.
Yeah.
So it's worked in Trump's favour. The Democrats have actually made it work mm-hmm. in Trump's favour.
Yeah.
Because they didn't think of this.
Right.
No, they didn't. They underestimated him.
Well, that's the thing. They underestimated him.
So they've got, you know, they've got agendas and plans in place trying to undermine him. But he's like one step ahead. And like, it just, it kind of confirms that.
Reaffirms? Is that what you're
looking for?
Reaffirms. Yeah, that even though all this chaos is playing out and there's a lot of negativity and darkness and just injustices or seemingly injustices, just all this shit that's playing out, right? It just gives you hope that there's an end in sight.
Yeah, it definitely inspires you to continue to, you know, hold the light and hold space in the proper timeline.
Right?
You look at this, and I'm going to say it again. It's a beautiful time to be here.
Do you know what I heard?
This was inevitable. Yeah. You know, evolution is inevitable anyway. So we are ascending regardless. But within that, there's always, you know, got to be the balance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got the light workers here pushing for ascension, and then you got the darkness,
of course, right,
pushing to suppress.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going to happen anyway.
Well, the Palladians did say there was going to be some rocky roads ahead. In terms of, you know, there's going to be confusion, there's going to be mass confusion.
Yep, mass confusion.
But
rifts.
It will sort itself out.
Yep.
It always writes itself, you know.
So,
yep.
What I heard is that this time right now is a monumental time on Earth, mm-hmm. right? It's huge. And that out of all of our, lifetimes, living in different dimensions, here, there, wherever, all of our souls' evolution, we are the strongest versions of ourselves right now in this moment here for this purpose,
in this
for
dimension.
This time, because of what is happening right now, what is playing out.
Yep.
And a lot of, like, you know, light workers, we come in and we're like, what the fuck? I feel this pressure. Like, what's this purpose that I don't know what it is? And, they're like...
Yeah. Wake up in the morning, you're like, fuck!
Yeah, right? But there's no reason. Like, you're just like, why do I feel this way?
You just feel that intense energy. Yeah.
But now you know why, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
Because
it's really
you're
cool.
getting told to get off your arse, basically.
Exactly.
And do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, you just probably, you know, especially when you were younger, you didn't grow so much. You just went, oh, I need another drink, or I need.
Hey, well, that's a lot of us.
The thing's going on in my head.
So, a lot of the addicts are actually light workers and really.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, and
they're
it's because they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just so scary and confusing that you actually just go into these things, so it takes you away from that, because it is scary.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, the darker beings at play here know that, and they manipulate it, and they kind of, like, you know, monopolize on that sensitivity and distort it and get people addicted to drugs off on the wrong track.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I've been down that road, and, you know, when you used to get messages
too.
When I was younger, and I was like, I haven't got a clue what's going on here.
No shit, right? You feel like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. You feel like an absolute stranger to yourself, never mind other people. But yet, you're the best party person going in the place. Everybody thinks you're the performing monkey.
Do you know why you feel like a stranger, though?
Yeah,
you feel like a stranger because you're living in this
faulty
like reality that you know is not true, and it's like going against your essence, you know?
Well,
it's
when the film The Matrix came out, it made so much sense to me.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking clear.
Red pill.
This is starting to make sense.
Red pill.
Yeah. I mean,
and everybody else thinks it's just some weird sci-fi movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're like, no, this is fucking reality.
Did you see that bit? And they're going, they don't get it as much as you do. But
I know. They're looking at you like you're fucking nuts because you're like too tuned into this show.
So sloppy.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, now I get it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel some sort of, like...
connection.
Relief, connection.
I felt connection with the film, to be honest.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was like you were living that. It was like, wait a minute, this is exactly how my fucking life
and
is.
I've,
you know, it's like, wait, this is too...
I've had dreams like that, you know, the embryos and everything.
She had a dream. You talked about last week in your little pods in the pool thing.
Yeah.
I've seen that in my own dreams.
Have you?
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And I don't want to go into what I'm going to say there, but maybe another podcast. But it was like, maybe this is reality, and we're actually living just a holographic.
Right, we're plugged in somewhere in a little
really
pod,
are.
And this is just a holographic
really
image
is.
Of ourselves.
It's a simulation.
Yeah. Yep,
so,
totally
thank you, Matrix, whoever was the film director. Good on you.
Oh God. Yeah, it must have been a starseed.
Yeah, well, somebody knew the truth, that's for sure.
Well,
a lot
I mean,
of people
and,
know the truth, but they
you know what this
suppress it.
This goes right into one of our topics, so let's go with it. Are we talking about Hollywood and how that? So, a lot of these
the entertainment
movies,
business.
Entertainment business, but. So you look at all these movies, particularly for me as a kid growing up, Star Trek was my, you know,
yeah.
this shit's real, you know. I knew back then Gene Roddenberry was like just amazing. He channeled all this stuff. He knew he was talking.
I knew I married you for a reason. It was Star Trek. That's very good.
So yeah, I mean, all these little messages coming through through these, you know, Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I gotta, because this was your topic that you brought up. You wanted to touch on this, so I'm gonna throw this out. So why, if the elite are controlling us through Hollywood, the music industry, the entertainment business, the movie, you know, all that stuff, why are they feeding us the truth?
Because the universal law, they have to. It's a law.
Yeah.
It's part of the...
I have to agree with all that. They have to give you so much truth in there.
But they trick you so that you consent and fall prey to it, but they do have to expose themselves. Like, it's part of... Right.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of laws that they've broken, though.
Well, there's almost every single one. But if you think about it, like, people don't, even though they're telling the truth, like, the normal everyday human beings that are, you know, plugging away, rat race, kind of like, you know, Groundhog Day, they don't get it. They think it's just
a movie.
Because they've been programmed to say this is, you know, science fiction from day one.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they've been subliminally programmed by all the television programs that they've been watching since day one.
So that goes to the what we were talking about earlier before we recorded. So the subliminal messages coming from...
Oh, the Archons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the Archons are... Basically, the Archons are the entity that we're warring against. The Lightworkers are warring against the Archons. They are the ones that are behind the scenes pulling the strings. And they are a non-biological entity. They are a artificial entity. They lack light. They lack, you know, the God, divine consciousness. They do not have that within themselves. Like,
they... love, right. Hope.
Passion.
Mm-hmm. Passion, yeah.
Compassion.
They're all, they're intellectual.
Compassion, empathy.
Mm-hmm. It's all mental, it's all mind. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, AI, artificial intelligence.
Which we are moving into anyway.
Why are we doing that?
Okay, so
because
I got
they're the ones in control.
Okay, so I got a question on that. Let's take this on a little spin here, which I didn't think about until just now. So what if that is because they're from the future that have come back? We created them.
Ooh, that's a great, you know,
So in one timeline, we created that artificial intelligence.
Yep.
Sentient being, whatever it is.
Makes sense.
And in this timeline, we're trying to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Right the wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back
to
make sure that we didn't fix that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if we
fix that, then they don't exist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is that, no, I said...
Yes, we were talking about... I haven't released that one yet. We have a podcast that we haven't released.
Talking about the Greys, and when one of the abductees thought the Greys were actually from the future.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
You know, they've no soul, they've no passion, they've no compassion. Right, they're nothing basically. And they're coming back to try and find their soul so they can be human again.
Yeah, and a lot of them were humans at one point.
So
which is what that kind of plays into what we were talking about,
So what you're saying there, you know.
And I know David Icke actually. I haven't watched it yet, but David Icke did a video on this or something on it a while ago, because we just pulled it up.
Yeah.
When we were doing the research on it, maybe now he says that the Archons actually control the Greys and the.
They do.
Okay. So and all the other.
So they're the.
Reptilians and the... Okay, so they do control it. So there is a coalition.
Not all of them.
So like, just like, you know, there's polarity. So there's duality. There's light and darkness and all of it. So there's some that are...
The same as everything in life.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the law. The universal law. How it works. But
right.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not plugging David Icke too much, am I, on podcast? But watch him, because he's amazing.
Yeah.
We do every time. Go for it. Plug him.
He's talked about the Archons, he's talked about the things you're talking about. I think David Icke hits everything David Icke has said, as far as I'm concerned, has hit the nail on the head.
Totally. And yep. I've been listening to him for like 15 years.
Well, seems to me 14, 15 yep. years. Yep. And it's like...
And he's been another one that's been targeted.
Targeted, an idiot.
And they try to gaslight and say that he's part of the system, he's part of the agenda.
He's an idiot. They actually said he was a reptilian.
Yeah.
I remember him saying he was a reptilian.
But it definitely messes with you. You start to question.
That's a good guess.
Of course you do. Because then, because that's what happens when you get down these rabbit holes. You start to go, maybe he is, maybe
and
he isn't.
And that's also so you get part confused, of it. Yeah, it's designed that way. The confusion, you know, that's part of it, to keep you guessing.
Well, it's planting seeds too, you know. When somebody gaslights, they're still planting seeds.
There's light and dark in everything. It's like,
well, that's what makes everything.
Yeah, so like this, there's you know,
it's yin and yang, isn't it? It's yin and yang. There's
always the negative and the positive. So through every experience, they're planting the seeds, which you know, if you're and not everybody is going to take the bait. Not everybody's going to go that extra mile and research. And they're just going to, you know, again, take what they were told and just accept that as real, as true.
Yeah, there's
you know?
Way too many people in the world that do that. Well, I mean, that's so frustrating. That's one of the things that gets me off.
I used to think I was a bit like, if I'm allowed to be called a conspiracy theorist, I'll take that as a wee pat in the back.
Ufologists.
I was into
theorists.
UFOs. That's,
but we like to call it conspiracy truth seekers.
I like the truth seekers bit. Because it is truth. It was truth to my eyes. I've seen is truth to my eyes. And, you know, I thought I was a truth seeker.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've come to Marty Skye, and Skye has just gone...
to the nth degree.
She's gone to a new level, ladies and gentlemen. She's gone to a new level. I'm like, holy macaroni. And I'm just like, she's just made my mind go even broader and wider. And
like that underwear.
Shit.
You asked for it.
Yeah, I created. Well, I'm very good at creating these kind of things.
Yeah, definitely.
I was happy with my UFO stuff.
Then he met me.
Then I met my wife, my beautiful Skye McGinn, and then it was like, oh my God, this just went woo, 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 everywhere.
Yeah.
You get too consumed sometimes by it all.
Yeah, it's true.
It takes over your life. And sometimes.
It's all about balance, right?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to go, I need a wee drink, a beer.
Maybe a walk in the woods.
Just to come back down again. Because
while I walk in the woods.
You know, but it's...
Breathe.
Breathe. Breathing's good.
It's a lot. It's a lot to process.
It is.
It's overwhelming.
Our own digital computer needs to process all this. It needs a reboot now and again as well. You know, to try and take it all in and try and fathom it all out and go, well, we could all wake up in the morning and go, what's the point going to work?
Exactly.
What's the point going to work?
Right.
What if everybody did that, though?
It'd be great.
Can you imagine if everybody woke up one day at the same time, you know, and decided, I'm not going to work today?
Well, I tell you
that would break the spell.
It would.
The economy would change because the world leaders would go, oh, shit, we better maybe tell them some of the truth.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, what a world awakening that would be. What a day that would be.
Well,
would be the moment that we could actually take back our own power.
Our identity.
That's what we're here to do, is to reclaim that essence of us.
There's clans down in the Amazon.
Yeah.
That haven't met a white man before.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't, you know, they're still...
No idea about technology.
No, nothing like that. And they still managed to evolve.
They're connected to the world.
And the world and the universe.
Yeah, and the truth of the universe.
Yep.
The truth. Like, that's even more mind-blowing, you know? Like, that just shows you how indoctrinated polluted we are.
We're polluted by technology. We're polluted with, to be honest, folks, shite.
You know what's interesting? All the products now are all nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
There's nanotechnology in your shampoo, in your fucking...
What?
Yeah. in the body wash. Those little...
No shit, really?
Yeah, there's nanotechnology in everything, right? That's part of the...
I didn't know that.
The dark agenda.
See, I don't even like... How do you know that stuff?
I don't know. I just don't
know. How do you know that? Have you been using that shampoo?
No, I do not, because I'm smart enough to know not to use that shit.
I can see that you've got dreadlocks.
So, sweet now.
Or deadlocks, we should say, ladies and gentlemen. Deadlocks, not dreadlocks. Our shampoo's awful. Stop. Better get some...
So from now on, I got to buy all my products from you, then.
You do.
Natural products. You haven't
told me
natural
that
yet. Natural products.
Hey, now's a good time to plug your... If you want to.
Yeah, I guess
I put you on the spot, didn't I?
You knew there was going to be something here. That wee spot for the shampooing.
Yeah, there's definitely... I have two different companies that I buy from that are natural and, you know, safe.
Herbolic.
We can put that...
We'll put it in the notes. Yeah.
Can you smoke them?
You probably could find something like that.
No, they're not. They're ingestible and you can sniff them.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's probably better than sniffing glue like we did when we were kids.
Oh, gee, yeah. I remember that day.
Yeah. It's way better.
Yeah, the glue thing stuck to my nose. On my hand. Do not sniff glue, ladies and gentlemen, because... don't go to the headmaster.
Oh, did you do that?
No. I know somebody who did, though.
Oh, God. Okay, all right, enough.
Yeah, sorry. We're getting off the topic. You have to have a bit of hilarity now and again.
The nanotechnology, again, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in the air that we breathe. I mean, they're spraying it.
Oh, yeah. I did know that. At least I knew that much.
But it's in our products, our everyday body.
Is it in my wine?
Well... There's nitrates and
it's night technology. It'd be night after a bottle.
Yeah, it's not night. I had too much wine, I can't speak.
I have another one.
Oh, too funny.
Talk about the Narcons, go on.
So the Archons are basically, let's talk about them. They are an artificial entity. And they basically control, like, the deep state, like you mentioned, Hollywood and the entertainment industry.
So are they part of the Illuminati?
Yeah, so they pull the strings. They manipulate the Illuminati bloodline and keep that in play, you know, through rituals, dark magic.
Feeding off kids.
Yeah, and that... The reason why they do that is because they don't they're attracted to the light and they feed off the light. So they feed off of us. They feed off that purity, that divine consciousness, because they are void of it. They don't have it. They come from
chaos and confusion.
And for them, it's like they love it and they fucking hate it.
Yeah.
So they want to like kill it out of us, right? They want to beat it out of us because it makes them
more powerful.
Well, feeding off it makes them more powerful, but the fact that they hate the light, it's just because they're, like, envious of it, because they are not of the light.
So, you know what I mean? Bitterly, like...
So, yeah, it's,
so they're
it's
talking,
like
vampires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
parasites,
vampires. Would you think this is where the vampire story came from?
Yeah.
Is the Archons.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, that you're mentioning it again, I'm starting... You know, the film Blade?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to talk about movies all the time, but
that's what we're talking about, real life, man. That's because it's
and vampires weren't physically; they didn't have teeth. They took off the bats and all that. Yeah, but the Archons was certainly taken into the darker side of.
Mm-hmm.
They like living in the dark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the basic makeup of the Matrix here. There's like dark matter and light matter, right? And they're so intellectually superior, and their intellect is all like technology based. You know, it's all mental. So they basically infiltrated the dark matter with that artificial intelligence, which is kind of like how everything spun out of control with everything on Earth right now.
I also heard, now that it's coming back to me. the Archons aren't very talented, as in terms of, you know, like, we can put your daughter on the drums and she's...
There's no creativity.
They've no creativity. No creativity. That's whatsoever. What I meant to say. They seem to be down the spine.
And they're trying to beat that out of us so that we're all...
And you can see why.
So they want to make them, basically, they want to make us...
Like them.
Slaves.
Yes.
But not really like them, because if we were like them, they couldn't feed off of us.
Yeah, but the creativity side, because
Well, yeah, that's part of being a slave. You can't, you know...
Yeah, take away your creativity.
Well,
yeah.
What is creativity, right? It's a spark of divinity, divine.
Yeah,
well,
it's divine. It's
a part of it. Everybody's got a different way of showing creativity, I remember that now. They started taking that away from us, so that we'd become more like them, more dark. And that we couldn't go, which is what's happening anyway.
Right. Well, that's exactly.
That's why they've got you working, so
no
you can't show
you.
Your passion for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you hear people say? Oh, I used to play the drums, or I used to sing, I used to draw, but I don't anymore. I'm too tired, or I've got too much. I've got this to do and that to do. It's
gotta go make my bucks so I can pay my bills, so I can have my toys and
their agenda is
my
working.
Material
basically.
Shit.
It's working, but it's not. I mean, you know, across the board, people fall prey to it, but it's...
Well, it has been. Has been until you know...
But like you just said a few minutes ago, that evolution is...
It's inevitable.
Right, so...
It's going to happen anyway.
And that's the part of this, is that we are Earth Mother, we are moving into a higher frequency. Like, that's just, you know, so... And they know that, so like their hold over us is lessening. And coming undone, and they know, like, oh shit.
That's why they're trying to struggle to hold on deeper, get their hooks back into us. Mm-hmm. That's why you see the Democratic, you know, party right now here in America, pulling out all the stops and being blatant about all the, you know, federal laws that they're breaking. I mean, the corruption, you know, it runs so deep, and the fact that they're blatantly do it out in the open, they don't give a shit whether somebody knows about it or not.
Because people are so dumbed down and programmed by all of the other things that they put into play that...
They're paying their bills.
Right. But see, they're struggling now to grab a hold of anything
pull them. Right, they're grasping at straws.
Right, yeah.
And on the surface, it looks like it's working, right? With like the whole COVID, like that's their technology. That was fabricated from them. You know, they channeled that technology vibration down through the scientists, which if you guys think about it, like a lot of scientists and like they don't have empathy. They're so mental. They're so
They're so wrapped
disconnected.
Up in their
disconnected
scientific theory and bullshit.
Right.
They're on the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys, you know
they don't
what I mean?
Have like. It's so that that's
it's,
part
it's
of,
that thing or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a brother
Black
like that myself. He's a bit of a scientist.
They don't believe in God. They're like most of them are atheists.
No. Well, most of them just believe in the science.
The science, right? Mm-hmm. And that's from channeled down from the Archons, and COVID. That was a artificially manufactured nanotechnology that came in through flu shots and other various ways
avenues.
And what it does is it's like a virus in your computer, but in our DNA, in our consciousness, and that's what it's trying to do is it's like a hook in our consciousness that they can hijack.
Yeah, and can I say so? We are computers anyway.
Yeah.
We are computers
in a sense,
when you look down to it. I mean that's, you know, this is the main computer.
Or a biological computer.
Yeah, and it looks after it. So it's easy to download things into you or upload or get rid of a virus. That's why we get viruses.
Yeah.
It's kind of call it a virus in a computer, a virus we get.
Exactly.
So the terminology.
Well,
there.
we don't get a virus though. It's already there. It's
expressed.
How your body expresses it when your body gets worn down.
And
or,
it's usually when we're compromised.
Exactly.
Right. It's not.
There's
when
some
we're...
sort of compromise in your body.
Well,
that,
we get compromised by being depressed.
That's
by feeling stressed. And that's when we start.
Simply
to
by being in the dark, not going outside into the sunlight.
Right, which is another part of it. They're trying to keep
They're trying to block the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
and
know
we
all
we
of
need
the
right.
Outs.
Yeah, they do. They do, and they're.
I've spoken to Sky many times. I mean, I get very depressed, and especially when I moved here, it was like and I just want to hide myself in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Horrible. I'm a creative person, but I didn't want anything to do with creativity. I didn't want anything to do with anything. It was just, I'll just hide in the bedroom and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. And yep. She tried to help me out of it, and I'm not coming out. And you become a different entity altogether. You become a different person. And you become a shadow of the person you used to be. And it's what the fuck?
And can you imagine, you know, what this lockdowns are doing to people? That's what they're trying to do to them. That's exactly what they're trying to do to them. They're trying to break your soul. Yeah, your spirit. Yeah,
because then...
It's like the concentration camps, you know, Nazi concentration camps. That's exactly what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah, and they're doing that. Like, they're actually trying to take our children, you know. It's like a recreation of...
Yeah, we know whether they're wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a really sick... It's multi... layered.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's get back to some positive stuff here.
So there is
Christmas is coming up, eh? What are you getting me for Christmas? That's good enough for me.
You said the magic words.
Can I get a t-shirt with it?
Sure.
Yeah, a beer t-shirt. I'll be good.
Speaking of t-shirts, I like your new hoodie there.
I love my new hoodie. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a new hoodie off my wife. Alter Bridge, the best band in the planet, on the planet.
We'll probably put some of their music on this podcast too.
Oh, you know what I wanted to say? Is a real crucial component to this is that through all of their trickery and their subliminal like programming, key things, you go to bed at night and you say, I do not consent.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Where did... I just got that from somewhere just a couple of days ago. Yeah.
That seems like that lawyer guy who was saying, I do not consent to
that's right. Say. That's where it was.
An officer of the law and says, do you understand, which is different, which
means
I'm above you. I do not consent to what you have said.
Right, and it's all trickery through words.
Words, because they've got.
But you also, you're right though. When you go to bed at night, it's very important to put your bubble up. You know, bubble up.
Yes.
And that's not bunny fluff. Just for the record, I'm not. You know me and my bunny fluff shit, right? Mm-hmm. So, when you go to bed at night, you need to really have something positive in your mind and focus on something very positive in your mind. And you need to put up your protection bubble, white light yourself, your house, your apartment, wherever you are, and make sure that you are not going to allow any lower vibration into your space.
Yeah, it's really important to do something, whether it's praying or
whatever
it is that you can do to amplify your
divinity. Your higher vibration.
Because they will come in.
And they do.
When you're in that dream state, that's when you're very vulnerable.
Yep, they do. And they do it all the time. And they come in as other beings. They try to look like someone or act like someone close to you so that you're comfortable with that. So you know that. So you will accept you will accept them into your space and into your mind at night. And that's when they hijack you. That's when they plant negative seeds. That's when they, you know, subliminal messages. That's how they program you. Dreams are very, very important.
Yeah. Like, do you notice sometimes, like, if you forget, like, you wake up sometimes and you just feel really funky and almost like you're in a different dimension. You feel like vertigo and, like, you know, you wonder, like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. There's a lot of weird, and especially right now, it's really important. And honestly, they will come in and they will try to steal your energy. Other beings, other entities, you know, it doesn't matter who, whatever it is, negative beings will come in thinking, you know, making you think that they're a positive being, but they will steal your energy. And usually what they try to do is they come across in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Because your sexual energy is extremely powerful. And if you give it away, they use that to create things.
Mm-hmm.
And they create bad things with that.
Because it is that life force, that creative.
It's like, it is amazingly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even when I was, you know, back in my early 20s, practicing magic. You know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, we're talking back in the, well, that was the 80s, but, you know, back in the 70s and the 60s, there was a lot of people into witchcraft and a lot of people that did magic, but they also there was a lot of sex magic, mm-hmm. tantra mm-hmm. going on. And that was because it was a very powerful energy to work with. Not that I ever did that, but it happened and it's still happening today. And this is what they do. Mm-hmm. This is what the dark magic is all about, which is why they use innocent people mm-hmm. and children.
Exactly.
Yes. Jump right in at any time.
Me the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you want to share your experience? You're welcome to.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah, my dream, I was basically molested by a beautiful young woman. Yeah. You asked, you know.
I knew it was happening. I mean, we were in bed sleeping, and I just... Because, you know me, I'm in tune with all that shit. And
in the morning.
And I knew she was there, and I yeah, it was crazy. In the morning,
Sky asked
for that's a real thing.
Did you have a real thing. Did you have a dream last night? And
I called him out on it.
Yeah. I thought, oh, God. I know, I feel guilty. I know, I'm done. You're
like, oh, shit.
And she goes, what happened? And I went, well, to be honest, some girl... made love to me. Tell me about it. She's pretty cool about this. And I told her what happened, and she was saying it was an entity that's come in and tried to take my energy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, obviously, I can't remember the person, you know, facially.
Right.
But
you mention she had no boobs.
She had no boobs, fried egg boobs.
Definitely wasn't me.
Fried eggs,
So it's a real thing. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
And
I felt drained the next day. I was.
It's true. Yeah, that's what happens.
It's very powerful magic.
You're giving your power away all the time. That's another thing mm-hmm. too. Is that we don't realize that we're constantly giving our power away to something other than ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And you're more susceptible when, of course, you're depressed, you're depleted, you're sick, or you're under the influence, drugs, whatever. They know that.
Yep.
You know, and they can come into your consciousness and implant you and suck you dry. So it's like you have to be vigilant all the time. Like,
yep.
What am I giving my energy to? And they've hijacked, you know, religion. Like, you think, like, you're praying to God. No, you're not praying to God. You're fucking praying to the archons. You really are. Like, why everybody says, oh my God, oh my God. Every time you say, oh my God.
I say it all the time.
That's energy. I do too. I'm guilty of it. It's actually energy too.
Okay, so you just brought that to my consciousness. So what do we do when we're thinking? Because I actually second guess myself every time I say that.
Because in your consciousness that it's been hijacked. Huh. And that's another thing too, like the New Age movement, right? They're like, they've got this, you know, mentality of like being, oh, we're all one. We're all one, and everything's cool, and they're neutral, right? Everything's good, everything's light and love. No, that's not fucking true. When you say we're all one, you're including the motherfuckers that are here trying to suppress and control you and suck you dry. So, like, they've hijacked every aspect of our life. You have to be so fucking vigilant and...
Be specific about what you're...
Very intentional with your words.
Which is when we teach manifestation, we talk about you have to be very, very specific. Make sure you know exactly what you're asking for.
Right. So I would say, what to you is that when you think of God, like maybe replace it with whatever you identify with that is your sovereign...
Well, see, when I say, oh my God, it doesn't mean that. It means, oh, fuck.
Right. And I think that matters too, is the energy behind it.
Yeah.
So you might say, oh my God, the word, but you're not actually saying, like...
It's the intention that you want to come across. Yeah. So
I also think you say it, especially myself, I think you say it because everybody else said it. So it's just repetition.
It's like you have an expression, you want to get that expression out, but how do you express that? So it's always been that, you know, the norm is, oh my God. Okay. When you really want to say, oh fuck.
Right.
You know?
Shit. Or when you run into someone, you go, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Like everybody says the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I catch myself saying that. I'm like, why do I say that every time? Like, I'm not even thinking about it. It just comes out.
Yeah, I'm not really sorry. Get the fuck out of my hair, bitch.
Yeah. I'd love to be more like that. I'd love to be more like a typical Scotsman.
Just kidding.
Sorry for bumping into you. You're all right. When really saying in your head, you're going, fuck off, you dick! That's just my consciousness. You know what I mean? Being nice instead of being horrible.
But, no. You know, part of like us having that awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is because we specifically came here at this time knowing this and to not, like, right. We came down here in this planet, this matrix, and we're like, oh, fuck, I hope I don't forget. You know what I mean? Like, I hope I don't.
Please let me remember something.
But that's, you know, that's why right. We have these little triggers. We're like, oh, why does that feel wrong? Why does that feel awkward in my body?
We're different.
Yeah.
You know you're different. She knows you're different.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to go into that.
Yeah.
But you know you're different.
And when you find people that are of that like mind, it's so refreshing because...
Very few and far between.
It is.
You know, because you don't really find them when you're younger. You know, when you're drinking, in your drinking days when you're 20 and everybody's just up for a good laugh and good
beers,
which I am too, but
when
you meet somebody that's like-minded, you know,
I would always be drawn to me. I'd be the one in the corner, just having these like enlightened, like consciously conversations, and I was fucked up. But everybody always like, what the hell? You always like go in a corner with some random person. Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I'm talking about the fucking truth of the world.
Yeah, that's really funny.
You can't just go up to them and go, how's your
party? Shit going
I'd whip out my tarot cards.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So you can't go up to somebody and go, how's your subconsciousness today?
Right.
And they're going to be, what the fuck are you on about?
Right.
You know.
Or even simply talking about like your feelings, your intuition. They look at you like you got fucking five heads. Like,
yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's against the rules, man. It's against the rules.
Yeah.
It's not scientifically backed. I'm sorry. I can't accept that. Yeah,
well,
let me tell you.
Let me sniff. No, I'm not even going to say it.
No, don't say that.
You know, it's when you meet people of like-minded likeness.
Mm-hmm.
That's just when you start going... Start breathing easier. Yeah. Start going.
Yeah.
Oh God! Thank God for that.
I'm not nuts.
Yeah.
I'm really not that crazy.
Yeah.
But the hive mind, man, like that's like a weird entity, but it's like real. You know what I mean? You can see that playing out right now. Like
it's the Borg.
Yeah, the Borg.
The Borg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally. It's the Borg.
Mm.
Yeah, I wrote a good song about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'll play it for you next time.
Yeah.
It's called Simulation of the Population.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Maybe we'll
put it on this podcast too.
Yeah, please do.
So let's talk about that for a minute. So let's go back to our Hollywood musical, you know, music industry and stuff, being controlled by the elite and, you know, using that to program us.
Our youth especially.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Bada, you're an expert on this, being in the music industry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
Yeah. The entertainment industry, never mind, just the music.
Right.
Being a professional football player and a soccer player, in America, it's all over the place. It's absolutely disgusting.
But what they do is, especially in the music industry, I think, you know, these bands and artists are contracted for a certain reason. You know, they have...
Other than what they think.
Right, exactly.
Think much so, yeah.
You know, they have to put out so many albums, and they have to be albums about this, and they have to have this content to them, and...
Yeah, like
and they've got a purpose. They've got a purpose in life, and then, but I also think that it comes when you know with their handlers and everything.
Yeah.
That they've somebody's got to get sacrificed.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk about because look at all these artists that are, you know, supposedly committed suicide at a very early age or young age.
Do you want me to name them?
Yeah, go for it. Come on, we need to know this.
Okay, we'll go Bonner Scott. Jimi Hendrix. Let's go Deirdre Serena, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison, yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was a big one, yep. Well, we watched a video. Chris Cornell. Oh, yeah.
Chris Cornell.
Linkin Park. What was his name?
Chris Bennington.
Bennington.
Chester Bennington.
Chester Bennington. Thank you.
And we can go on and on and on about all these young stars.
But it's a sacrificial.
Sacrificial.
Yeah.
They sign that contract, and aren't they basically saying, okay, when I get to a certain point, if I don't suit your needs, you can take my life.
Yeah.
And they don't even know. I mean, they don't know that at the time.
Yeah.
Do they?
I honestly think. With a lot of the bands that I've been around, and they're so wasted.
Mm.
When I mean wasted,
yeah,
I mean
they're like
drinking
all on drugs.
Right.
And
they don't fucking have a clue what's going on.
And they're just thinking stardom, babes.
Yeah,
drugs.
Right. So yeah, and they are.
Well, look at Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury taken away early. George Michael. All these.
Well, look at Rush.
Prince.
Yeah, but Rush, I actually watched a documentary on
Neil Peart.
Neil Peart. Mm-hmm. Now, he wasn't the one from Rush that was doing all these sacrificial rituals, and the handlers were
wait, somebody in Rush was doing it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what's his name?
Geddy Lee.
So they like
Geddy Lee. Yeah, wasn't he the one that was he had God, I can't remember. I shouldn't even talk about it because I can't remember now. But anyway, it'll come back to me next time. But that was a big one because they actually were involved with My Labs, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And
so the
Beatles. I told you that with the Beatles. The Beatles, the CIA used the Beatles as a drug program.
That's right, yep.
Hey, let's get everybody on acid or mushrooms.
Yep.
Let's see how this goes. And they've used musicians like John Lennon, there we go, another one died early.
Yes.
Stuart Adamson, one of my favourite bands, Big Country, died early, 42. Thin Lizzy, list goes on and on and on and on. Don't tell me these guys all drank themselves to death or took heroin to get OD'd. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. And I don't mean to swear, folks,
no, but cool.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
They're all successful. They're all doing well for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck are they going to kill themselves?
Yep.
It's bullshit.
A lot of them, too, I don't know if this is accurate, but I've heard that they woke up and they realized, shit, what am I doing?
Well, look at the stuff they were writing. Yeah, they try. Well, like,
and so they take them out.
We just watched a video on Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music that he was writing at the end, trying to get the message out there about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And all the rappers.
Really?
All the rappers that have died. And
Tupac.
Tupac. And they were writing about the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
They were all trying
to
give...
Illuminati taking over a fucking world. For a new world order.
And listeners are just... They think it's a cool little fucking ditty, but they don't realize, like, they're speaking the truth, but...
Yeah, they were trying to reveal the message. Right. They were trying to reveal
stuck,
because...
They have a contract, but they're trying to, like...
Yeah, and this
I think they knew that they were coming after him at that point too, and they finally, they were trying to wake the world up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and look at the bands nowadays that aren't falling prey to that, that don't get the big, like Tool, for instance, my favorite Tool.
Yeah.
You know, their new album that was just released last year, it was fucking amazing, and it's like all about
spiritual guidance.
Waking the fuck
waking up.
I mean, it's
wake up, people. Clearly. You know, this is not the world that you're meant to be in. You need to change things. Mm-hmm. You need to wake up. Alter Bridge, another one.
Yeah.
You know, and these bands are not that I know of connected to the union in any way.
They didn't sign their name in blood.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sign their name in blood in the contract, which a lot of although Mark Tremonti did say that when they were with Creed, they went.
Creed?
They got pissed.
Right.
They got pissed one night, and they got the blood just to do as a laugh.
But God! Now pissed means drunk, just for the record.
Pissed means drunk in Scotland. Yeah, getting pissed means drunk.
Wait, Creed?
Creed.
Yeah. Mark Tremonti was Creed. He's the guitarist in Alter Bridge.
Everybody's there apart from Stab, John.
The singer.
And so the. Mark didn't get drunk, but the drummer did flip on Brian Marshall, so they went to sign the contract in
blood.
No way,
they did, really?
And that's because that's what they'd heard. Away? That's what they'd heard, you know, they'll sign your name in blood. And Mark ripped it up. Mark Tremonti's my favorite writer and my favorite guitar.
We have to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about frequencies, musical frequencies. Enjoy the music from Alter Bridge. Okay, we're back, and we are talking about musical frequencies and bands that play
play beautiful music.
Play beautiful music. Yeah, that's frequencies. What bands do. You said you were talking about the frequencies, and
we were talking about Satanism, the lyrics, and like the bands that are part of the elite, and that you were saying the words might mean this, but the frequency, the energy that's being pushed out on us is designed to distort
fire us up. It's designed. The frequency has been changed. It's been hijacked, actually, back in the
World War II,
the Nazis, right?
Well, yeah, because the Nazis fucking control everything.
Yeah, 1939, 1940, when they managed to get speakers out on the open air and and they had their marches when Hitler was doing his speeches. They put it to 40 hertz.
440
hertz.
To make everybody aggressive, but to march in that aggressive way.
Fired up to be angry. To get pissed off. Hateful. And
whether they've done it with Bach and all these amazing Austrian composers, they put it out that way so everybody would be pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they even went so far as to retune everything to that frequency.
Right.
When originally the universal frequencies were completely different,
right.
And they were all based on the six solfeggios, the original six frequencies were very higher and very. They specifically did certain things, and I'll actually
more melodic.
Yeah, they're more like melodic. Harmonic. Yeah.
Very, very right. But each one of them was originally for a certain purpose. Like, you had the first one, which was 396 hertz, and that was for liberating guilt and fear. So it's turning your grief into joy.
Mm.
That was. Basically the first one. The second one went up to 417 hertz, and that was undoing situations and facilitating changes that we need to, you know, move through.
We go through as a society.
Right. And then 528 is the big one, I think, one of the ones that you'll see a lot nowadays when you kind of search for some sort of frequency to, like, if you do any...
Shift your...
if you do any like, tones... in your healing practices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one actually, it's able to repair your DNA. But it's also used for transforming and creating, manifesting miracles and stuff in your life and things like that. But it works on your DNA. And then you have 639 hertz, and that was for reconnecting and balancing. Then it goes up to 741, which is solving problems. Then you have 852 is one of the, you know, the highest ones, and that was for basically awakening your intuition and you're returning to your spiritual essence. In a sense, so these frequencies, and then it goes up. You know, there's more to it, but the next one would be 936, and that's the highest one, and that's basically your evolution. One with the universe. You're evolving into your universal spiritual whatever. So these frequencies were broken down, and in a mathematical. Equations frequent in sequences to conform to a lower vibration to create something completely different within our bodies. And as you were saying about the Nazis did this, so you went from the piano was tuned, it was all tuned to a certain these frequencies, and what happened was they decided, oh, we can't do this because this is good for, you know, our evolution, which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is aiding
this
that.
This is how you
hear yourself. How you get on that.
Get them all.
Yeah, we need to dumb them down. We can't let them listen to this shit.
Get them all aggressive.
That's when they put the fluoride.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get them all aggressive first and foremost, and then once you've got them under control, then you can put it maybe back to that level. But they never put it back to that.
They never put it back, because why would they?
Well, they realize
when it works.
Exactly. They've dumbed us all up. They've
put the world in turmoil.
Anger and turmoil and hate and violence and
because that feeds them.
Yeah,
you know, that vibration, that chaos is what they love.
Right.
Oh, they love it.
You know,
they love it.
They don't want us to be balanced and harmonious. And
no, and evolving and fixing our DNA and ascending to the next.
Healing ourselves, which we essentially can do. Everybody can heal themselves. The frequencies are there, but they've distorted them all.
And what's going on right now with the 5G put into place? Yeah, that is purposely put there to jam our frequencies.
I know, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to say, because we're trying to ascend. Healing yourself. Mm-hmm. I've done it to myself many a times, and I'm not just talking about, I've been pissed or stoned, and I've gone to bed and I've just went lay down and went, right, heal yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My body has healed itself.
Me too.
Yeah. I do it all the time too.
The body is an amazing, amazing piece of, I don't know if you want to call it machinery.
Well, in a sense it is. I mean, we have the ability to heal ourselves. The body, the human body is amazing. It's incredible. It can miraculously heal and regenerate. But we have been taught over hundreds of years to forget about that, to suppress
and go
that.
Get some pills.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Here, let's put a Band-Aid on. Pump this pill into your body.
And what do they do? They demonize like natural medicines. Healing and frequency healing, Reiki.
Especially Chinese medicines, which is Reiki and all, and any herbal medicines, which is from the Far East.
Plant medicine is designed to. I mean, that those are the frequencies that we need to balance our body.
I have to say, for the viewers, I was addicted to painkillers for 10 years. 10 years from my back, my back. Was, because I'm a grafter, I'm a worker, I put everything into what I do, and my back went, I couldn't do it anymore, and the doctors put me on painkillers, and I was on them for 10 years, and my urine was actually coming out like glue some days, because it was disgusting. It was like
medicate you,
it fucked me up mentally, it fucked me up physically, and then I met a beautiful wife, and then with a couple of sessions, she said, you don't need them, I came off them.
Mm-hmm. You came off those immediately.
Yeah.
We worked on you, So music heals the soul, music heals your body, music, the vibrations of music, and these artists know this. The people, the bands that we listen to nowadays, it's so lifting and healing, and the message and the vibration, and it just like sends you out into the we were listening to Tool the other night together, and it's
holy
like,
crap, yeah,
oh my god, yeah. It's like, okay, we're off in another dimension.
I have to say to the viewers as well, I've taken ecstasy, I've taken a few drugs in my time, and I thought they were good. See, when you meet somebody and then you get music there, I mean, you don't need any of that. It's
you
like,
can do it naturally.
Woo! Yeah, you don't need drugs.
Holy
to do
macaroni. It was absolutely uplifting. It was just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope all of you do it. I hope all of you listen to some Numa and from Tool. And it's just exhilarating. Absolutely exhilarating. And... if you're like me from the 80s and 90s, we all took a wee pill and all that, just give us a wee boost. You don't need that anymore. We're too old for that shit.
No, you can do it through breathing. You can do it through energy work.
Breathing.
Yeah, but we didn't know about...
Right.
We didn't know about energy, breathing, or, all these kind
of
things.
Well, you didn't. I did.
I didn't. Well, no, none of us did. None of us did,
I didn't do any drugs when I was younger.
No,
I didn't.
But you
like,
knew about
I'm an enigma. I never did any drugs.
If I'd known that,
I drank. I didn't do drugs.
I would have just said to all my mates, "Let's go for a breathing session."
Here's the thing: I couldn't even smoke pot because I would spontaneously astral project. I couldn't control it. It's like, okay, I cannot do that shit. It's like no.
Sky
I do that
alone.
On my own.
She's always fucking nervous. She's always out that anyway.
Anyway.
Can you, as we say in the Gaelic. Yeah. But it's a different concept altogether.
Totally.
So we're going to talk about now, so...
Um.
Don't Don't talk about Freddie Mercury, for God's sake.
I just put start my, channeling.
He starts coming down to me every bloody time I'm on the booze, yes?
Yeah.
Ah, is he sweet on you?
Yeah, he's good on me, yeah. I can't walk. He just comes right through my body. And
he shakes you up. He's like, hey, pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. He does.
Sing, listen.
And he says, sing, start writing songs.
Yeah, man, because it's like...
It's like, well, it's like Freddie Piss Off.
He misses being in a physical body. He's trying to,
yeah,
he's trying to create. He's trying to create,
yeah, yeah.
Yep,
but
yeah.
The last.
Maybe he's reincarnated, who knows?
Well, the last conversation I had with him was basically, anytime you go out and play a gig, give it like it's your last shot.
Yeah.
And
sing your heart out.
Yeah. And I could hardly walk, I couldn't get in the door. I was just.
He turns to jello.
Jelly. And this is about 3 times he's came to me.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's not funny.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's funny.
It's rad.
You just want me to sing Queen, you bugger. I'm
yeah,
not
but you don't.
Actually.
You don't sing Queen.
Yeah, no. What was it? I'm not a fan of Queen, I'm not Freddie.
No, that's why he comes to me, because he's not a fan. I'm the fan. I'm the Queen fan.
Oh, he's trying to infiltrate.
Yeah.
I'm too big all to bridge into mine, so yeah. he's trying to squeeze in there, but...
Yeah.
But it is. It's amazing.
Mm.
See the things we can do as human beings, mm. You know, what we can... channel the energies, we can tap into things, you know, we talked about alternate timelines and jumping timelines, and I mean that's what we're doing right now. We're fixing time,
we're fixing timelines.
We're fixing and repairing things. You know, we've got our tool belts on and we're working pretty hard here.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing.
But it's amazing to have, you know, 4 people here and 2 dogs, a duck and some chickens. And
what the hell are you talking about?
To be all on the same wavelength, you know what I mean? I've got to keep the animals involved.
You've
you know?
Had too much to drink, you shut off.
I haven't had that much to drink. I'm not
all
Irish.
Right, anyway, so what are we talking about now, so?
Sorry to the Irish.
I love it though, I love it.
My Irish cousins.
We're on the same wavelength, right?
Yeah,
but all on the same wavelength, you know? Mm-hmm. We all, you know, the things we talk about. If this, when you were 20 and you were 20, a bit difficult age, yeah. but we'd all be going, what the fuck is he talking about? You know what I mean? You'd have been 20, she'd have been 16, and that.
All right, so where are we going?
So you're basically saying that we have wisdom with our
Once we found ourselves.
As we have aged.
As we've aged, we've found ourselves.
Yeah, it's true.
We've realized that what I speak is actually the truth.
Yeah.
Instead of going, I'm scared to talk.
Yeah, exactly. I found that more and more this past 2020. Like,
you're actually
not afraid anymore.
You're not afraid anymore. No, you seem
to.
No, I'm just
going to
say, did
that's
you see that UFO last night? No, I didn't. Well, I did.
Mm.
It moved. That's all I'm saying.
So,
I'm just saying that we've evolved.
Mm-hmm. Don't take the vaccines because that'll. You won't be able to evolve.
Yeah, you won't. You won't get.
Down the toilet pan.
I mean, hey, yeah. If you want it, take it, man. If you want to be an artificial
well,
being,
makes,
go for it. Go for it. But
that makes
you lose your connection to source energy. Go
well,
for
it's
it.
The same as if you want to be a Catholic and a. If you want to take it.
Well,
take
the problem
if you
is
want to subscribe to some fucking like.
Yeah, but the problem is these people that will agree to it will only agree to it with a limited amount of knowledge. Number one,
right.
So they're not being told the truth, they're not being told the whole truth, and they're not seeking the truth. They're accepting what they're told, which means they're accepting a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving away their free will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
It is a problem.
And
that victim mentality is real huge.
Yeah, that works
right?
Well,
like,
doesn't it? That victim mentality.
Well, what happens
you're
when you
sovereign.
Give away your free will? What happens when your free will is taken away? See, here's the difference. They're giving away their free will because of what they don't know.
But they're being tricked.
It's the same. That's what I'm saying.
That's why
the same thing.
Right.
As having your free will taken away from you. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of whether you, you know, consciously give it because mm-hmm. it's what you think is right, mm-hmm. or you're doing it because you have no fucking clue. So, in doing that, what's going to happen to those people?
Well, I guess there's an abundance of timelines, right, that can happen to them. They could remember that they're a sovereign being for some reason. They get triggered and they wake up and they go, oh, shit, and they transmute it.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that is they'll have to come back and do it all over again.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Okay. Do you guys out there want to come back and do it all over again and live this whole fucking shit-ass life all over?
That's another trap, too, with the Archon.
Right.
It's a trap to get stuck in this.
Yes, exactly. Right? It is. So, and I know I've... The Galactic Federation controls the laws of the universe, or doesn't control them, they enforce the laws of the universe. And one of the laws of the universe is we can continue to go about our business here on planet Earth as long as, you know, for the next 1,000 years, as long as we do not lose our free will. The moment our free will is taken away from us,
and
is
people, the moment
they're
align,
allowed to intervene.
If you align with B, Biden, you're basically saying yes to your own fucking oppression. Like, you're giving your fucking
power
away.
You're giving your power away. You're losing your free will. Whether mm-hmm. you know it or not, you're going to lose your free will.
Yeah.
Now, who's to say that Trump isn't, I mean, not that I want to go there because I don't believe what I'm going to say right now, but for those people out there who think that Trump might be this evil entity too, So who's to say that Trump won't be to them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do they know?
Well, it's their perception, right?
Well, and that's it.
It's where you vibrate, where your perception is, where you're...
And they're vibrating at the lower vibration.
They really are.
They're getting sucked into the mm-hmm. lies. They're listening to mainstream media, which is all controlled by the Democrats.
Yep. Which is controlled by the deep state. And
yeah, it's all the deep state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people just... There's so the cognitive dissonance, I guess. I don't know. We could be... I touched upon that so many times, but it's like, I don't know how much more we can talk about it.
Yeah,
it's like
when
you're beating a dead horse.
Till,
you either get it or you don't. And
we
right.
can talk about it till the day time comes.
Right.
As the saying goes.
Right.
Does it change anything? Does it change us? We know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically we know, and that's all that we can do, right, is hold that vibration of love and to constantly, like, put that out into the universe, because it's infinite and it's always going to be there and it's always going to be
mm-hmm.
Affecting things in a light, positive way. You're going to do your music. That's your gift to the world.
Definitely.
Right? Like, that's
And the songs I'm kind of with are always that sort of spiritual uplifting sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah. So on that note, I'm going to introduce you to our listeners. This is our mystery musician.
That's right.
These are all the songs that you hear on our
super
recordings. He's got some great stuff and continuing to come up with some great stuff.
Yeah, many more stuff to come.
Lots of healing things, but also, you know, helping to wake up, because your messages and your music are
it's beautiful.
Are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
When you sing, you sing from your soul.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that vibration is a higher frequency
it's like Tool level. It's like I feel it and I'm like, what?
It's in a different way.
In a different way, but it's still
it starts off with, you know, if I had the band Tool had, it would probably turn into something like that.
Yeah.
But it's the energy I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The energy, the message behind it is powerful. And
it, the intention in it.
And energetically, I feel that in my body, in my soul, you know, differently than I hear some generic pop music.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
well, and that's the difference, you know, because it's coming from your...
I give out the energy. I feel it myself.
You're channeling...
I'm channeling. It's it comes through and it's like, crap, I can't believe I just done that. Well, that's all down to my wife. I mean, if I didn't meet her, this would never happen. So word to be thankful
Aww,
for.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. she got me an Altbridge.
He's wearing his new hoodie today.
Oh, cool. I love it.
Woo!
Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
It is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks cool on me.
It does. You're just cool. You just ooze cool.
You just ooze cool.
Well, I like being cool. I have to admit.
You don't say.
Ego.
I've got big ego, but I don't think I have, to be honest.
No.
You don't.
Only in certain moments.
It's fun.
It's a fun ego. It's not
like,
a bad ego.
I like getting dressed up. I've got dressed up today. I've been dressed up for ages.
I noticed.
Look at my wee boots on.
Did you clean your Converse up?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They were looking pretty ratty there for a little while.
I stuck them in the toilet pan.
Oh, nice.
And flushed
Lovely.
It.
Flushed them a couple times.
Flushed it. That's cool. So I got rid of all the grime, the dirt, you know?
Yeah, they're looking pretty shiny now.
They're shiny. Good job. Shiny, happy people.
Mm. R.E.M.
That's exactly right.
Yay, so, they're a great band.
Yeah, great. Great band, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
What was that one, the song, the New World or something? God, I listened to today. I think it's an R.E.M. song. Not Losing My Religion. Not
I don't know which.
Frequency Kenneth.
I wasn't with you most of the day, so I don't
That's
know.
That's right, I was in a fishing boat. Just fishing for fish.
Yeah.
Oh, we still...
We're recording.
Oh, we're still live.
You're recording. You're live.
I beg your pardon,
well,
sir.
You're recording. We're not live, but you're recording. I could edit it, but I'll leave it in there. So what else are we going to talk about?
Talk about, folks. Didn't know right.
So...
Sol's got the Bible here.
I do.
Yeah.
It's all Bible.
I mean, I don't know.
You know, that's funny. You got a notebook. I got a notebook. We usually have notes every episode, and we never use our notebooks.
Yeah, it's no
ever.
Point.
No.
It's no point.
We just come in with our hearts and we just talk.
Live off the cuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the best way to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way. Except for your people are
apart
ADD.
From cleaning it, apart from cleaning up after yourself. Now that's it. You know what I mean now?
So... Yeah, I'm not going there.
Don't fall over your trainers.
No.
Oh, sorry, your sneakers. Sneakers is the same in America. Sneakers. We call them trainers back home in Scotland. Yeah. That's only because we don't wear trainers very often either. Wellies. We wear wellies. Because it's always raining.
And we have wellies here too, but we don't wear them much.
Only on your head. You can do that big wellie on your head.
Where do you come
Who asked this guy to the party?
left Willie, right Willie. Left Willie, right Willie. Everywhere, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. All right, so what do we got now?
I think it's the time we went up and listened to some music. It's my knees.
Let me wrap it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've lost my knee. I lost it at sea.
Is that a new song?
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you sing a song for us right now?
Right now?
To wrap it up, yeah.
Oh, but jeez.
Come on.
That's
on the spot.
Putting you on the spot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What, are you going to get your guitar?
No, I could just sing a song.
Yeah, just sing. Yeah. I'm just saying sing.
Okay. this is a wee Scottish song about Peggy Gordon, who was my wee baby.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell it to me, love, the very reason why I am so in love with thee. I am in love, I cannot deny it. Oh, Peggy Doon, on my knee until he tee me the very reason why I am so in love with thee. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell it to me the very reason why I am so in love with thee.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thanks.
All right, Peggy didn't mind it either.
Oh, well, that was awesome, guys.
Six like... hours and 45 minutes.
Time warp.
No, you're joking me.
Oh, and
I guess that's it. Why don't we wrap it up with, like, you know, how important it is to express yourself?
Yeah, that's good.
To share, because each of us come in with a resonance and expression and a gift, and all of that really shifts and
I think that's great. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and expression of oneself, like the rat race, you know, right? The burdens on your shoulders. Put them aside.
Yeah.
Just for even like a couple minutes a day.
Yeah, take some time to just be in a space of serenity.
Tranquility.
Nice.
Breathe.
A solace. Yeah. It's because we don't have the time to do it because the rat race has created it.
Well, yeah, but it's not real, and we can take a step back.
We're just saying, you know, for a moment every day, every day, just take the time to just be, to focus on nothing but yourself and in that space of
freedom,
solace.
Yeah, and freedom. It's just that moment, like that's going to have a huge impact on the trajectory of our existence. Like it may seem, you know,
far away.
It may seem difficult at the time because...
Or even just, like, worthless. It's like, oh, like, what's a minute going to do, right? Like, what's a minute of my day going to do? But that 1 minute of sitting in solitude or sitting in prayer or whatever it is that you're doing, that you're feeling, just...
Meditate, breathe, whatever it is, yoga. Yoga pose in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, or just opening up the blinds first thing in the morning and seeing the sun come through and let the sun...
And
know,
that appreciation.
Yeah,
the sun,
that like, recognition of honoring yourself and honoring the world that's around you, the beauty and the earth and the universe.
Yeah, and that energy, that feeling that you have in that moment will amplify and it will permeate throughout...
Into life. Or,
it's a ripple effect. It's like a ripple effect. Pebble in the pond.
It's how you carry it.
People feel helpless right now. Oh, we're doomed, this and this. The world's falling apart.
People
are too fucked up
with what car they're driving.
Hold your space and
what motorbike they've got or whatever boat they've got. Time they start realizing who they've got around them.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate what you have.
And that's it's the same back home.
Take the mask down and smile at your...
Listen.
I like that. Take the mask down and smile at your...
Yourself?
The person. Smile
first
at yourself.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a look in the mirror and see if you can smile at yourself.
Yeah.
It's... The world has become so fucking crazy. It's unbelievable. People have forgot to love each other, to love themselves.
It's so true.
We need more love.
After I fell in love with it, I fell in love with buying things, buying Nike. You know, and you become a set. I'm glad it wasn't too expensive. It wasn't Jeeps and, but it, you know, it was you just become obsessed by
blindness. Yeah, it's like an addiction because it's like something out. People forget.
You're looking for love. You're looking for love.
Yeah, it's an external validation. When simply all you have to do is just. I've worked hard this week,
so I'll get myself new Nike tracksuit. And you're like, what the fuck?
You get it, and you're like, oh.
It's just hanging in the wardrobe.
Yeah, that was fun for like a 30-second.
Yeah.
I didn't even wear it.
High, and then.
Sad. Yeah. Fucking sad.
So take the time to go within and appreciate what you...
The people around you.
The people around you, what you have in your life as far as, you know, your loved ones, your animals,
that's
your pets.
That's me screwed down,
man. Yeah, and breathe. Just breathe. Take your mask off and breathe. I guess that's it. Yeah. Anything else?
Breathe with it. Hey, can I also say... Torkuluft, Morinting.
And what does that mean?
Love you lots in Gaelic.
Oh, nice. Thank you. All right.
And people will research that.
Well, you just told them what it was, so you don't have to research.
Oh, didn't. Is it Torkul Morinting?
Yeah, and you said love you lots. Is what it means.
Afterwards,
no. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And just remember that everything that you hear us talk about here is all of our own thoughts, ideas, and
go play the drums.
Take what resonates with you. And leave the rest behind. Over and out.
Who's the best? Who's the curse? Here's